New warnings of terrorist threats and the prospect of war with Iraq have put many Americans on edge. The warnings from U.S. intelligence officials about the growing risk of terrorist attacks are getting more explicit. CIA Director George Tenet provided this sobering assessment for the Senate Intelligence Committee.
The intelligence is not idle chatter on the part of terrorists or their associates. It is the most specific we have seen.
FBI Director Robert Mueller told the committee that the greatest threat comes from al-Qaeda cells operating in the United States that authorities have been unable to identify.
FBI investigations have revealed Islamic militants in the United States. We strongly suspect that several hundred of these extremists are linked to al-Qaeda. The focus of their activity centers primarily on fundraising, recruitment, and training. Their support structure, however, is sufficiently well developed that one or more groups could be mobilized by al-Qaeda to carry out operations in the United States homeland.
The Wall Street Journal newspaper reports that the country's terror alert status was raised from elevated to high last week, in part because of intercepted messages from suspected terrorists that referred to packages being delivered to the United States. That term reportedly alarmed U.S. intelligence officials because in the past, al-Qaeda operatives have used the term packages as a code for bomb-making materials. Private security analysts also view these latest warnings with concern. John Parachini is with the RAND Corporation.
Well, we are collecting information from detainees from al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda-affiliated groups, as well as electronic intercepts, their communication with one another. And the combination of those may provide some intersection that suggests that they are planning to do things.
As part of the terror alert system, federal authorities are suggesting that members of the public might want to stock up on supplies in the event of a terrorist attack. Terrorism expert Harvey Kushner had some suggestions on CBS television.
Like you would for hurricane preparedness or any other type of emergency, have some basic water, 3-day supply, 3 gallons of water, standard food.
Apparently, many Americans are taking the warnings to heart, especially those who live in New York City and Washington, targets of these September 11th attacks. This New York woman told a television call-in program that her family has begun planning for a possible terrorist attack.
I'm really afraid. I have to admit, I am afraid. But we did talk about it, and we did come up with this little plan of where we were going to try and meet.
Others find the terror warnings too general, and they scoff at the preparedness suggestions offered by the Department of Homeland Security on its website.
There's nothing to do, literally. I mean, you can buy water and batteries, but that's about it.
Home supply stores in New York and Washington report shortages of plastic sheeting and duct tape, items federal officials recommend to seal up a room in the event of a chemical or a biological attack. That sense of unease that many Americans feel is not likely to lift anytime soon. Public opinion polls indicate many people believe a terrorist attack is more likely if the United States takes military action against Iraq. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.